Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This exhibition features all four of the Spanish artists' major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. Now on view. More at NortonSimon.org.
You have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes, too, when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
Good morning. It's Tuesday, July 20th. I'm Suzanne Whatley, and you're listening to the LA Report from KPCC and LAist.com. Here's your morning news. All of Los Angeles County is now on the same page when it comes to everyone having to wear face masks in indoor public spaces. KPCC's Nick Roman says Pasadena is posting a new health order.
Long Beach, which has its own health department, lined up with LA County right away when it announced last week that face masks indoors for everyone, vaccinated or not, were coming back. But Pasadena, the other LA County city with its own health department, did not match the county's move. Its rate of new COVID-19 cases was lower than LA County's, but that changed over the weekend. Late yesterday, Dr. Yingying Guo, the city's health officer, said the case rate in Pasadena now met the CDC definition of substantial transmission, so a new face mask order would come soon. All of LA County is now lined up on face masks, but in Orange County, where COVID-19 cases are also on the rise, don't expect to return to face masks. A face mask order last year drew howls of protest, and this year, UC Irvine epidemiologist Dr. Andrew Neumer says he doubts a face mask order would work in Orange County because he doesn't think the unvaccinated would follow it. For KPCC, I'm Nick Roman.
California is launching the country's largest statewide universal free lunch program. Officials say when campuses open for the fall term, all public school students will have the option to eat school meals at no cost, regardless of the family income. California approved the program last month as it found itself with cash from an unexpected budget surplus. There are 6.2 million school kids in the state. Some U.S. cities, including New York and Boston, have similar programs, but this will be the first statewide initiative. L.A. Police Chief Michael Moore says he will review body cam footage after an officer shot a protester at close range with a non-lethal round back on Saturday. Cell phone video of a protest in Koreatown over transgender rights appears to show an officer firing a 40-millimeter hard foam projectile at a protester who was just a few feet away. The protester falls to the ground. Chief Moore says it's possible the officer did not intend to shoot the protester, but rather was aiming at someone else in the crowd who may have been attempting to throw something. But he also said
the officer's actions of using that beanbag involved an individual who did not pose an immediate threat of serious bodily injury. Then that officer's use was inappropriate.
The chief says that in the past, when officers have accidentally shot someone with a less than lethal weapon, he has found those actions to be out of policy. Rates of sexually transmitted diseases in California went down during the pandemic, according to new state data, but advocates worry that's just because no one was tracking them. Amy Moy is with a nonprofit called Essential Health Access, and it is sponsoring a bill to require coverage of at-home testing.
The pandemic has really shown us that we need to be making these home tests more widely available and reimbursable under our Medi-Cal program or through private insurance.
Before the pandemic, California's STD rates had been steadily climbing for several years. Experts are predicting a spike, with nightlife and other activities returning. Local health departments also have fewer resources to track sexual health. More than three-quarters of local health departments surveyed by the state reported moving at least half their workforce over to COVID-19 last year. Thank you for listening to the LA Report. I'm Suzanne Whatley. Join us again next time. Meantime, get more news at LAist.com and listen live at kpcc.org.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win, and the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at laist.com/sweeps.